It's Tuesday, February 24th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. The Farm Food and National Security Act of 2026, which is making its way through the federal legislature, could help Hoosier farmers. 141 acres of forest land in Owen County have been dedicated by the state as a nature preserve. And legislation headed to the governor will tighten eligibility for the state's Medicaid and food assistance programs. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. The Farm Food and National Security Act of 2026, which is making its way through the federal legislature, could help Hoosier farmers. The bill seeks to act as a slimmed-down farm bill, the five-year piece of legislation that sets food and agricultural policies for the country. The Director of National Government Affairs for Indiana Farm Bureau, Brantley Seifers, says last year's One Big Beautiful Bill Act covered about 80% of what would normally be in a traditional farm bill. This bill addresses the rest.
Definitely not the big title items that everybody kind of knows is the farm bill. No commodity title for those crop protections, SNAP, all that stuff was taken care of. But several important things still in the farm bill coming up next week for us to really focus in and get across the finish line.
Farmers have been waiting for a proper farm bill update since 2022, with last-minute extensions put in place to hold over the industry until Congress could address it between political tensions and shutdowns.
We've had to go by the 2018 status quo for a few years now. So there are a lot of ways that the farm economy can be benefited by the farm bill, but the real win is the certainty that this brings for the next 5 years.
The bill was originally meant to be presented February 23rd, but was postponed a week. 141 acres of forest land in Owen County have been dedicated by the state as a nature preserve. WFIU's Eddie Stewart reports.
The property, named Barnaby Woods after former landowner and conservationist Carl Barnaby, is home to several native Indiana species, including the eastern box turtle and walking fern. Ron Helmick is an assistant director with the Indiana Department of Natural Resources. He says the new preserve helps create a wildlife corridor species can use to safely migrate through Indiana's wilderness.
It provides like almost a 7-mile stretch of protected conservation lands in that area of the state. So, and that's very important towards species having that continuous habitat area that they can utilize.
Helmick says there are currently no plans to open a trail in the preserve. For WFIU News, I'm Eddie Stewart.
Legislation headed to the governor will tighten eligibility for the state's Medicaid and food assistance programs. Senate Bill 1 is a priority for Republican lawmakers and aligns with federal efforts to reduce welfare fraud. Democrats attempted to add numerous amendments that would have exempted Medicaid recipients from strict work requirements, but all failed. They say Indiana's bill is more inflexible than federal measures and adds more barriers for those who seek assistance. Bluffton City Councilman Blake Fichter has dropped his primary challenge to State Senator Travis Holdman. According to the Indiana Capital Chronicle, President Donald Trump endorsed Fichter's candidacy early on, even before the Wells County man got into the race. It was part of a drive for political retribution against Republican state senators who did not support Indiana's congressional redistricting. A state senator since 2008, Holdman is the Senate's third-ranking member as majority caucus chair and his chair of the Influential Tax and Fiscal Policy Committee. According to the Capital Chronicle, Fichter cited trouble organizing a campaign ahead of the May 5th primary for the seat. District 19 covers all of Adams, Blackford, Jay, and Wells counties, and part of Allen County. Fichter's name will still be listed on the primary ballot because the deadline for withdrawing has passed. More news in a moment.
Hello, my name is Robert Haddad, and I'm a teacher at Fort Wayne Community Schools. WBOY have been crucial to my classroom, and as a community partner and public radio station, they are an excellent source for facts. It's a reliable news source for my students, for myself, especially in the age of misinformation, disinformation, propaganda. They're just an invaluable community partner for us. So join me and countless others in protecting public radio. Learn how to at wboi.org/save.
Here's what to know for today. There is not enough housing in Indiana. Republicans say too much regulation is hampering construction and have introduced a bill to increase housing options. A controversial Indiana bill targeting abortion-inducing drugs is effectively dead this session. And the South Shore Lines operator will have a new leader starting next month. That's who and what for Tuesday, February 24th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter Frequency at WBOI.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbrook. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.